Can you hear the music?
Barely.
Barely. That's good. All good. You know, a lot of people can hear it. And you know, some people can't. Hold on. Let me know if this makes better.
Yeah, I need one down here. I don't hear nothing, man.
All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. Shout out to Senjin Boychuk, man, for that incredible intro, outro music. Find him everywhere on the socials, man. And this week, I'm pumped. You know, this week, you know, we've been trying to fuck around with this one for a little while, get it going. But, you know, like between my service issues in Unity, Saskatchewan, and right now I'm in Hythe, Alberta. You know, from just one altitude to the next, you know, we've been trying to get it going, and here we are, man. I'm pumped. What's going on, man? As the man, the myth, the legend behind 6 Point Supply.
Yeah, here we go. This is actually going to be the first time anyone's seen who I look like. There's actually a little bit going on there where there's rumors going around that the one behind 6 Point was a girl too.
Well, man, dude, honestly, dude, you'd be surprised on like how many pages are run by women, right? Then they try to hide that because they've said like, oh, no one will take the page seriously if it's run by a woman. So, you know, oh, yeah. I don't know who Rig Dog Apparel is, but man, that's a woman. That's a woman behind that.
Okay.
Small Town Berta. You know the Small Town Berta page?
No, I don't.
Wow, that's on like Facebook and TikTok and Instagram, man. That's a 20-something-year-old college student been running that page and making money and fucking growing that page. Like, she was on the podcast a while ago here now. And, yeah, man, like, there's a lot more women behind brands than you'd think there are, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of brands kind of coming up right now, too, I've been noticing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. I like your brand, and I like what you stand for. We had a good chat the other night about, you know, like you're going to start stepping on some toes here maybe, but you know, like fucking who cares, you know, just maybe for the first little bit, you know, get your footing in and then step on the toes. Right. But don't let them destroy you before you can walk, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, obviously if we're having conversations like that, all it means is I'm getting noticed. So the brand's definitely moving. The brand's definitely growing, and I'm just, let's see where it goes, man.
Yeah, man. Dude, I've got a fucking... The other night when we tried to do this in Unity, I was starting to feel a little shitty. And then, you know, the next day, it was just like, ugh. And then I got to go home, and I passed it on down to my wife. And now I'm in full-blown summer cold mode, right? And, like, nice. Fucking summer colds, man. Like, I left my one bag at home and couldn't take my multivitamins for, like, 3 days. And, you know, 3 days of no multivitamins and, you know, I'm sick. So getting old is fun. Shout out to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Summer colds are awful. I don't know quite what it's like up in Alberta. We're down in BC here. And, I just know up there, like your guys' winters are just cold and long. So the little bit of summer you got, if you got a cold for it, that just sucks, man.
Dude, yeah, we had a big barbecue at my house on the long weekend here, and yeah, man, like there was like 30 people at my house, so someone brought something over, you know, and just like fucking, or I caught it at work, you know, who knows? I caught it at work. I'm also not showing my face right now because of my cell issues, my service issues. If I turn off the camera, it seems to work a little better, you know. It seems to like, you know, cut down on those glitching and whatnot issues having. So yeah, it's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. I'm sitting here with I'm in Hythe, Alberta right now. I tried to do it in my room at first. The Wi-Fi wasn't good enough for that. And then I tried to sit outside the hotel parking lot. Couldn't do that. So now I drove down the street until I could get 2 bars of 5G. I'm sitting behind the co-op card lock right now, the back seat of the crew truck, recording this podcast and like just dying of the stomach cold. Got a box of Kleenex right here, getting ready to blow my nose yet again today. And yeah, man, it's great, dude. Like I could probably go back to the hotel and sit in the parking lot of there now as long as I do this. But we're here now, and we're, you know what? Fuck it. Dedication to the podcast game, you know?
Yeah. Dick Frost never clocking out, eh?
Never fucking clocking out, yeah. Bro. Like, dude, the podcast, I haven't missed a week in 137 weeks, dude, and I'm not about to start now over some shitty cell service and a summer cold, you know? We're going to make her work. We're going to push through any way we can. Cutting the video feed to make the podcast better probably would have been a smart idea way back in, like, the fucking 10s and 30s, you know, when I was in Fox Creek and in camp with shitty service. I should have cut the video. I don't know why I never thought of that, but here we are.
Yeah.
You know what? Better late than never. Never clocking out, buddy.
There you go. Right on.
So, man, what do you do anyways? Like, you're a carpenter, or what do you do?
Yeah, so I'm personally a framer by trade. I'm probably give or take 15 years now. Didn't quite graduate high school like most framers down here, and just been building. So it's definitely a brand that was rooted in the trades, and you know, it's like it's not really a whole lot else I know how to do other than being in the blue collar industry, being in framing, being in construction. It's definitely not an office life that I want to go for. So here I am, just kind of thriving. And Six Point was also born on the Trans Mountain pipeline project that was coming through. So it was a vision that I always had as a framer, being on these commercial sites and stuff like that. You got to wear your full PPE, safety glasses, high vis, stuff like that. So I never like going to Walmart and buying those like super boxy high vis clothes. They're so uncomfortable. You could feel the stripes, the stitching on you and stuff like that. So I always thought I could maybe get my own brand where like I could incorporate the high vis right into the clothing. So I had the vision for quite a while. And then it wasn't until I was on one of these other projects that I started actually finally putting it in motion. And well, with some help and some encouragement with some of my some influencers on Instagram and social media, it's definitely started the brand, and Six Point was born. And I'd say it's come a long way in a little under a year. So
fuck yeah, I love that, man. I noticed, you know, I rock the heat waves, right? But yes. You know, because I can't do more than one, right? And hey, whatever. And you know, I start seeing, you know, other guys and gals that I've had on my podcast or coming on my podcast, you know. Blue Collar George, he started rocking them. He actually messaged me about it today. Blue Collar Bobby, nice. You know, I love that. Yeah, the Blonde Welder, you know, shit like that, you know, people like those people, right? And, you know, my podcast is, you know, sort of for us, by us, about us, right? And, you know, so the fact that, you know, we're all repping, you know, the same. We're all in the same circles, right? And I seen their stuff, and I'm like, I wonder how Heatwave would feel about that. And, you know, like, it's like, man, like, you know, like, nobody said I couldn't do both. So, you know, here I am, and, you know, I'm, and the one thing I was really adamant about, though, when you asked, I was like, man, you got them in blue? Because, you know, like, Frost, right? Like, Dick Frost, like, blue is my color, right? And so, yeah, man, like, you got... They're pretty good. They're pretty close. Blue Collar George said today, he's like, not you rocking the Six Point blues. I'm like, fuck yeah, buddy. You know, like, I couldn't let you guys have all the fun there, you know?
Blue Collar George, I was just watching his live TikToks, actually, right before this. He's awesome. He's been a great supporter. Definitely Bobby, Blue Collar Code. He's been one of the OGs behind the brand. He even got some of the designs tattooed on his arm. So definitely a big shout out to him. The Blonde Welder, she's been doing pretty good. Yeah, there's been a few. Sarah Anderson, she's been making some pretty good content back in the brand. Dick Frost, you're actually the reason why there was even any blue ever. Yeah, talking to you, and you said, you know, if you guys get some blues out, you'll be interested. So I got to work, and I got those manufactured right away. We're actually getting probably in another 4 weeks or so another order, and we will be restocking the blues again. Those sold out pretty quick.
I had a couple videos blow up over the last week there. That one that was like, here for the income, not the outcome. Fucking on Facebook, that one's almost at 1 million in almost 24 hours. And yeah, man, fuck, dude, it's crazy, dude, how it works sometimes. But that one's almost at 1 million in 24 hours. And I've had like 3 or 4 people ask me, hey, what glasses are those? Where do you get them, right? And, I just say, hey, 6 Point Supply, check them out on Instagram or TikTok, right? And, you know, use my code and whatnot. And then, you know, on TikTok, they've asked, on Instagram, they're starting to ask, hey, where do you get these glasses, right? And, you know, man, that's cool. I love when that happens, right? Because then I can like tag and push, right? And you know, for a long time, my glasses, nobody was really asking me anymore, right? With the heat waves, you know, like they're just like, oh, okay. Those are just right. And now there's something fresh and new, and they're like, man, what are those? You know, and so it's kind of nice, man. You know, it's creating engagement, and it's hopefully creating some traffic your way. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it all helps. I definitely appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man.
I even got some new colors brought in tonight. Actually, I got home and they arrived. I could show you. There's some blue ones and some pink ones. I don't know if it's harder to see or not.
Yeah, I can see those. Is that a new shade of blue?
So these ones are the green ones. But if you look on the side, there's like a bluish purple tinge to it. They're actually coming out pretty good. I'll definitely get some better pictures of them over this weekend. They'll be getting launched maybe Sunday night, Monday. I would definitely say by Monday for sure.
Nice, man. Why did you call it 6 Point? Like, why did you call it that?
Well, I couldn't go with my framing company because I figured if I were to start pushing my framing company's name, well, that's just a competitor. Who's going to go for that? Like, So I thought I need like a generic name. So the vision behind the brand was never initially safety glasses. You know, I also want to be a pretty diverse brand. So if you come check it out, you're seeing the safety glasses, but there's stickers, hard hat stickers, which is what really started the brand. And I'm starting to produce some gear now. I'm getting clothing, and I'm working on getting the high-vis stripes put directly on the clothing as well. So the name 6 Point, I thought, well, I don't want to just have, say, construction workers. I all thought, well, what other kind of people will wear the high-vis stripes? You know, there's people jogging on the roads. And I thought, well, when September hits and hunting season comes up, a lot of hunters start going out. So that's always a lot of fun. And 6 Point is actually antlers that you count. And that's where the name 6 Point comes from, is how you identify bucks. So I always thought 6 Point bucks have like a crown on their head. They just look so cool. So the name 6 Point actually comes from antlers. Hence the logo has the antlers in the logo, not just the SP, you know. And I also learned through this brand that in America, when you identify bucks, you count every point on both antlers. But in Canada, you just count the one side of the antlers, unless you get like a 6x5 or like a 4x3, something like that, right? But I definitely noticed that, because if you actually Google 6 Point, you get 3 Point bucks in your image search. But in Canada, it's like the crown. So that was a pretty funny discovery I found when the brand launched.
So you're looking into hunters and stuff, which is great. I can't believe I've never mentioned this guy on my podcast before. I'm trying to get him on. He's a guy I work with. I've worked with him for 8 years. He's one of my best friends. His family, my family, they're super tight. We've helped him make his merch and stuff like that. He's only on YouTube, JA Hunter Plus. He's a Jamaican guy and he loves hunting. He just got his citizenship in Canada. Actually, he's been here for like 15 years. He's a hunter. He's growing pretty decently on YouTube right now. He's got like, you know, 1900 2K subscribers now. Most of those are in the US and stuff like that. Some are in Canada. Man, no matter what I post, no matter what time I post it, that guy is always right there. Hell yeah, brother. Love that. Great video. bless up, you know, shit like that. I could post a 2 hour long podcast, hour and a half long podcast, and like he's not gonna watch it, but he'll have it play for the first 3 minutes, make it count as a view, and then he'll comment on it. He's like, great video. I'm like, bro, you just went up 10 minutes ago. You didn't watch it all. He's like, I watched a 10 minute long video or an hour and a half long video, brother. But like, yeah.
Yeah.
He,
the math ain't mathing,
he buys
man,
guns off.
Yeah,
exactly. Yo, he buys used guns off of Facebook Marketplace, like fucking, yeah, you know, rifles and all this shit off Facebook. And he goes out and he fucking tests them out outside in the outdoors, and he takes them hunting. And he recently started getting into during hunting season when he shoots something, he'll bring it home, he'll cook it up on YouTube, and he'll like try it out, make it into a meal and stuff. The other day when I was in Unity, actually, it was the video that I made. Shit, I can't remember which one I made. You commented on it. I had the big black tank behind me and the pipe coming down. Looked like I was in a tank farm. And yeah, so I made that video, but like I recently broke my ankle, right? I'm just getting back to work, yeah, for, you know, whatever. It's been, I had 5 months off, and so I'm still limping a little bit. He said he was looking out his window in the hotel and he saw me limping down the dirt road behind the hotel, carrying my blue hard hat. He's like, I knew Frosty was gonna go make a video. He's like, I'm going to see it eventually. Sure enough, within an hour, he gets a YouTube notification that I posted a video, and he's like, there it is, you know, like, yeah, there it is, right? And I told him, I'm like, man, we got to start filming some content together, you know, and like getting stuff together. Man, maybe I can hook you guys up together, like, because he's starting to get a lot of good followers, and, you know, him rocking the glasses while,
yeah,
and making videos and shit like that.
Yeah, like Bobby, blue collar code there. He's got a video of him shooting off some of his toys wearing the safety glasses, Roughneck Supplements. Those guys also great people. And they made an awesome video of just shooting off their rifles and everything. And same thing, it's just another industry that these glasses could be worn in, right?
Dude, they could be worn, dude, anything, man. Like, yeah, like, you know, gym rats, you know, can wear, they're not going to wear them in the gym, obviously, but like maybe if they're douchebaggy enough, I guess. But like, you know, yeah, it's fucking, yeah. You know, you never know, man. There's so many industries, you know, and yeah, fucking man, I'm pumped to wear them, dude. Like these blues are slick. I can't remember my code. Was it Frost15 or Frost10?
Frost10.
Yeah. So if you use my code, you know, 6 point supply, go to, you know, www.6pointsupply.com or CA or.
That's right. It's .com.
.com. And yeah, then go check this guy's glasses out and his gear. Shirt stickers, and use Frost10, save yourself 10% on some glasses, man. You know what, like, you know, they're comfortable, and fuck, they're, you know, I'm not gonna say the other brand, but fuck, they smell good, you know, like, yeah. I don't know what you trade on them, man, but like, shit.
That's just the classic 6 point air freshener, my man. Speaking of which, I got two new designs coming. One of them is just a revised version of the signature 6 point girl, we could call it. There'll be a backside to her now. So now when the air freshener is flipped around, you can see both sides of her. And then I also got a new air freshener. It's going to be all the same scent. And yeah, it's one of the things that I promote is every pair of safety glasses comes with an air freshener in the box that you can actually use and hang up on your truck mirror as well.
Fuck yeah, I love that. Love that, yeah, man.
Yeah, I was saying I got quite a few things coming up here. With the new website launch, I got more clothing coming up. I got, yeah, I don't want to quite say too much because I'm leaving a lot of it as a surprise. But let's just say like in the next 4 to 6 weeks, there's a lot of big changes coming with 6 point. And there's going to be more than just a few colors of safety glasses and one design of shirt. There's a I'm bringing a lot more of the colors back. I'm not going to go out of stock again. This is the second time now I've ran out of stock, but we're getting good momentum here and lots of changes coming. With one of the changes, I will say, if you've noticed a lot of the posts or a lot of people who are tagging 6 point in their posts, they're hashtagging 6 point gang. So I will be introducing what's called the crew, and it's essentially like a membership, but the higher up in the crew you get, people who get promo codes, for example, they will be getting custom gear made that will be a pretty limited supply with 6 Point. You know, there'll be whatever your handle is, like your Instagram usernames or your TikTok usernames, whichever ones you prefer. They'll be coming up custom on the gear specifically for you. So there's some pretty cool surprises coming on. I can't wait.
Love that. I love that, man. That's badass. You know, dude, you know, like you said, your hard hat stickers, they started on the Trans Mountain Pipeline, right? Because like, what is more badass than getting a hard hat sticker or fucking a shirt, than that, you know, nothing. And, you know, I have my own hard hat stickers. I have my own shirts, shit like that. But, you know, like it's more of a novelty thing, right? Like you guys are doing it to like a brand thing and mine's a brand, but like it's more a novelty thing, right? You know, like one thing that, you know, it started probably back in like high school when you get like your team, you're on like the volleyball team or your high school has like a sweater with your name on it, and like on the foot or whatever. Fucking people love their name on shit, right? People love that. And I've noticed that, like, you know, it didn't change with social media. Man, I've learned how to put my name myself on shit, right? Like, that's dangerous. You give me the access and the capabilities, and I don't put my name on things, man, I'm going to put my name on a fucking dildo next, dude. You know what I mean? Like, fucking wild, bro. You know, like, just start fucking stamping my name on shit.
That's awesome. I love it. But yeah, man. Maybe we can help, you know, use promo code FROST10.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Use promo code FROST10 and go fuck yourself, you know? Like, just get like a big rubber dildo with like my blue hard hat on the top and like, you know, like just a smile with a chipped tooth, just like going hard at it, you know.
That'll be gold. Yeah.
You know, just like
never clocking out, eh? There he goes.
Never clocking out. Putting it overtime, in fact, you know. Shit. Have you you got all these good, man. I'm talking to Mads DeVito right now too. Like, I love their content.
Mm-hmm. That was actually another one I was gonna shout out on that last round. I was gonna bring her up again. She's been doing some pretty good videos as well. She also copped one of the limited supply blue glasses. So a few people have been asking me about the blues ever since they came out. But yeah, she's awesome too. Are you getting her on the podcast soon?
Yeah, you know, like, wow, I can't even make it sound cool with my voice right now. How many kids did you say you had or have?
I got three of them running around downstairs. I actually think I might be hearing something going on. So they're all in bed. I got three kids. They're all under the age of four and under.
That's right. That's right. Good for you. Fuck you, silly bastard. You like, I don't. What a stud. How do you do that? 304. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's intense. You know, with the friend company, with the kids, and then with 6 Point going on, I'm very busy. So that's also why, you know, you guys got to work with me a little bit getting these products out. I'm trying my hardest, but.
Yo, fuck yeah, man. Dude, do you put Mrs. 6 Point on that couch? That looks like the casting couch. Are you guys done or are you going to, like, have more kids? Is the factory closed up or?
She's not entirely done, I don't think. I'd be okay with it. I think we're good.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I've been talking about with some of the guys that I've been working with is like, you know, once you hit four kids, you know, you need to get a bigger vehicle. It gets expensive after that. So I think we're good. I think I'm good here.
Yeah, no shit, dude. So fucking Jesus, that's a lot. Yeah, man, like, good for you. You know, settle the fuck down a little bit. Maybe stay off of her. Are you like part Asian or something?
Yeah, so I'm half Chinese. My dad is, my dad's Chinese. My mom's Irish, actually. And my dad was also a framer. So that's where I learned how to frame. And even his father was a carpenter as well. So as far as I'm aware, I'm the fourth generation in Canada.
Wow.
And As far back as I could tell, we've all been doing work that involves some kind of carpentry or wood. So,
Three kids under four, man, and you're half Chinese. That explains it all. You know what I mean? Like, settle down. You're in Canada right now. You know, like, you don't have to put a plug on it at two, but, like, you know, maybe, you know, settle down. Man, no, the fucking Chase Barber. You know who Chase Barber is?
No, sorry.
He Edison Motors. He has his own blue collar podcast, and he's building the electric hybrid trucks and stuff like
I do know
that.
him. Yes. Now that you say that, I know it.
He went to China with Theron, and they said that the whole limiting your kids thing is bullshit. It's not actually a thing. They don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was our government honey dicking us and telling us, "Oh, here."
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I've
like
only been to China one
they
time for
everybody.
one day.
Where in China are you? Do you hail from? Like, what do your roots go back to?
Nobody knows. We don't know how who
Nobody.
came to Canada. We don't know how we got here. It's all a mystery.
So, like, half Irish, half Chinese.
Yeah.
Is it half and half split down the middle exactly, or what?
So I ended up doing the ancestry DNA, and I'm a little more Irish than I am Chinese because there's traces of Irish on my dad's side as well, actually.
Okay, all right. I don't want you to show me or anything like that, but which side won out? You know, which side won out? Like, what are we working with here? You know, you got three under four. I mean, you know, like.
It worked out for the better for me, we could say that.
Nice. Yeah, you know, like, I'm part leprechaun, and like, so no, like, legit, I'm like, what was that? My grandfather immigrated here to Canada in the 60s, and we found his papers. He had to work on the boat to get his family over. My
Okay.
aunt bronchitis, and the only two places in the world that could treat it were Australia and Canada. So he came here, right?
Okay.
He came over from England. So I think I'm like 40 something percent English,
Yeah.
or 40. I don't know if I'm, I think I'm 30 something percent English, 40 something percent Scottish. So, like, you know, fucking somebody did some pillaging there, right? And like, yeah, like the
Yeah.
Scottish side there, man, it's pretty crazy because, you know, if you know anything about the English and the Scottish, right? Like, the 1700s weren't very kind to the Scottish people, that's for sure.
Okay. No, I don't know too much about that
Yeah.
history.
Yeah, my wife's got it even crazier. She's 20% Nigerian.
Okay.
Her dad came over in the 1700s, in the lower half of the US, or not him exactly, but her dad's side, and sold into slavery. Eventually, someone in there made their way under to the Underground Railroad to freedom in Canada, or were
Yeah.
sold to the. And then, you know, my mother-in-law, she came over on the third ship after the Mayflower at Plymouth Rock.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. And then
Yeah.
through that, my mom, she knew she had an extra sister somewhere, but she had no idea she had another brother. So, like, hey, you
Oh,
know, like, surprise, I have an uncle out there. And
wow.
yeah, shout out to that guy. Maybe he's rich or something. So
Yeah. Start sending them some
maybe.
safety glasses or something. Who knows, right?
Man, dude, can you imagine? I hope. So my hope for this podcast soon is, you know, the next person who wants to help out in any way, I need a Starlink so I don't run into these fucking service issues, right? I
Oh,
can just
yeah.
do it wherever I am. Yeah, it's man,
That's
it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. And you know, the conditions that this podcast was founded under. I was working in Fox Creek. I was working like 120 to 30 hour weeks,
Yeah,
and
so.
you know, putting in those hours, coming back, doing a podcast, getting her done, and you know, on no sleep, and you know, bad
Yeah.
service was no sleep, you know. And then the last like year of the podcast has been like, you know, it's been going for like 2.5 years now. The last year of it, we've had really good cell service most of the time. You
Okay.
know, I haven't really had much of those 120, 130 hour weeks anymore. which is great. Yeah. So I can set aside a time where we can do this podcast and whatnot. And man, it's, you know, a blue collar podcast with blue collar, you know, foundation, you know, like, yeah, yeah, we work. No, we work a fucking lot, right? And like, then we come back and we grind for this, right? And like, it's worth it. It's worth it, man. You know, the juice has been worth the squeeze. And listening back to a lot of these conversations and getting to meet people like yourself and Bobby and Blue Collar George and shit like that, man, it's just been so worth it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, what social media has done is just insane. Like, the amount of reach that you get and the people that you meet, like, it's quite encouraging, I'd say, for sure.
Yeah, dude, it is. Man, I found that if I ever need anything or want anything, I make a video about it and I have it. I don't do that because, like, I don't really believe in that, right? Like, if I want something, I'll work for it. But, like, if I really, really was in a bind, the internet would help me out. They would be there. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a crazy world on social media, for sure. Like, you get so much hate, negativity. Like, some of the people that I work with, too, that's a huge thing, is all the content that they post, the amount of just hate for no reason on some of these people. It just sucks to see. But, like, on the flip side of that, there's also a core group of people that just help and support, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, man. The comments, the negative comments, man, I play into that, right? Because, like, that's engagement. Yeah. All engagement is good engagement, right?
That's
so,
right, yeah.
Like, that video, here for the income, not the outcome, right? A lot of people were like, oh, this is why you'll never be the boss. This is why you are where you're at. This is why, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, like, it's people like you that make work shitty. And I'm like, okay, bro. All right, cool. Good stuff, man. Thanks for coming. And then you fire back at them. And then they get so mad and triggered that you commented. Then they comment back, not realizing that I just trapped them in a cycle of engagement. And on Facebook, engagement equals money, right? For American TikTokers. But, like, it just the cycle of engagement, you know, like that video, here for the income, not the outcome, in 6 hours yesterday, it made me almost $100. You know what I mean?
Wild.
Like, it was like, what the fuck? And like, yeah, man, it's just, it's probably hit 1 million now. Like, I looked at it last, it was at 800 and some odd thousand or whatever. And it's growing pretty quick. And this morning I hit 69,000 like followers on Facebook. I love
that's
that.
Cool.
I saw it last night. I was at 69.8 and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to be sleeping when this hit, or 68.8, sorry. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to be sleeping when this hits 69. That's a damn shame, right? And I just kept refreshing it before I went to bed and it just never hit it. I'm like, okay, whatever. I woke up, it was at 69, like 90 or whatever. I was like, shit. All right. Whatever, fuck, that's close enough. I posted it. I'm like, he 69. Thanks, you know, like, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, man, dude. Where do you what's your long term vision? Like, what's your long term goal for 6 Point? Like, you know, what's it been, a year?
Probably about a year, a little less than a year that I've actually been taking it like seriously. It kind of just started out, like I said, just kind of with jokes. I was gonna show you back in my iPad. This is what I draw a lot of them on, but this scorpion right here was what really started the whole thing. That's one of the company's logos that I was on. So I made the part of their logo as a stinger and the scorpion. The guys on the pipeline were just thinking it was awesome. So I got them made. And, you know, I grew up doing a lot of graffiti, actually. Grew up in Vancouver. And just so I'd always loved art in general, and especially tattoo style art. So I was drawing kind of tattoo style hard hat stickers because I thought that would be pretty cool, and I guess quite a few other guys thought it was pretty cool too. So that's how it started. So when it originally started with just hard hat stickers, it was just kind of for fun, right? But I started thinking, like, yeah, maybe I could finally put my vision into action here and get, because the whole thing was for clothes, right? I wanted clothes. So that's pretty much how it started. And then I started to look at it really serious, you know, getting high-vis clothing, or just clothing in general, manufactured. We're getting like a third party to do it, because that's what I find a lot of companies will do too, is they'll get an AI-generated mock-up done, and they'll post it for, say, pre-sales or something like that. And then whatever they sell, they'll just get like a third party to print it out and even do the shipping on their behalf. But the quality that I've been wanting to go for, I did not want that. I wanted this to be a good quality brand. And because it's going for the trades, I know a lot of guys in the trades don't want to be spending $80, $60 on a work t-shirt. So I'm trying to keep the cost down. T-shirts are only 25 bucks a shirt and they're good quality. One of the things I make sure is they're long enough so when you put your tool belt on, you know, you're not getting that crop top action and your shirt coming up above your belt, you know. I'm getting the stripes directly on. So I ended up buying a whole screen printing setup myself, and I got a whole shop set up because I just wasn't happy with any other manufacturer producing the quality of gear that I've been wanting to do. So I guess I ended up just thinking, like, if I'm gonna follow through with this, I'm gonna have to just do it myself. So now I started taking it serious because I had to invest a whole ton of my own money into it. And I got the shop going. I finally got the clothes getting printed out. And long term, I had no idea where it's gonna go. But at this point, kind of how it started, it was just for fun. And I'm still having fun with it. And, you know, this is for the trades, by the trades. That's just kind of where it's at right now.
Dude, I'm going to do more of these fucking Me Not On Video podcasts, dude. I can pick my nose and no one's none the wiser. This is great.
Don't get too much TMI. I don't want to know exactly what's going on behind that screen. Man,
I can sit here wearing no pants right now. This is great. I'm behind a co-op in Hythe, Alberta. I'm pretty sure I'm wearing pants. But yeah, that's fucking, you know, you need to get, you know, you need to do a video. You need to find a good sound that's really trending. And then you need to do like one of those silly voice things and where you can, you know, put words on the screen and then like do the voiceover and be like things that make blue collar men or blue collar workers say, hell yeah, for no reason. Right. And just show the scorpion picture. Right. And like, yeah. I guarantee you that it'd get views and people would just be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good idea too, yeah.
Yeah, man. Dude, I love the content process. I love it, right? Like, I like being creative and you know, when I hear a sound, I'm like, fuck, I could use that somehow, right? I could use that in some way. And then like my brain starts just go sometimes it's instant. And then sometimes I sit on it for a few days, but I love that shit. Yeah. And then like when someone else is like, hey man, I kind of want to make a video about something. And I'm like, well, what do? You know? And then it's like, I got something for you. You know, like I got a friend who owns a candy store in Alberta and it's like, hey, you should use this sound and do this with it, with your candy and stuff. And it's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then like for you, it's like that scorpion thing, man. Like, you know, I just love that kind of stuff, you know, and you know, knowing the algorithm and knowing what, you know, works. I've been making content for 5 years now, right? And,
yeah. You know,
my views right now are not the greatest, but, like, I'm not in it for views anymore anyways. I'm in it for, you know, I'm just having fun and I'm doing, you know, what I want to do. And, you know, sometimes I know I do this on purpose. I throw a video out way too soon. I'll be like, fuck, yeah, that's a sick video. Throwing it out now. It's like 2 p.m. Everyone I know is at work. No one's going to watch it.
Yeah.
Right? But like, I'm like, ah, fuck yeah, I'm posting that video right now, bud. And then like, it just shits the bed. And I'm like, fuck, you know, like, whatever. Gord from the Second Act podcast, rest in peace. You know, he said to me, the very first episode I did with him, it was live streamed and there was only 5 people in there. And anybody that listens to this is probably getting tired of hearing this story, but five people were in there and he's like, I apologize. I'm like, sorry, man. You know, 5 people. He's like, man, 5, the number is small, but if 5 people were sitting in the room with us, watching us do this, we'd be overwhelmed.
Yeah. Right.
when you really sit back and think about, like, you know, you get a video with 10,000 views on it, and if you really sit back and you think about how many people 10,000 people is, even 1,000, how many people 1,000 are, the number doesn't look the greatest, but that's a lot of people, man, you know?
Yeah.
And then and bigger videos, like million view videos, counterproductive, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to get your message across, and then there you get a million people, at least 500,000 of them are out there calling you a piece of shit or dumb, right?
So yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Man, the whole content aspect is just crazy. Like, it's work. Like,
it is.
Some of you guys that could just do it, like, it's almost a full-time job in itself, especially how you're saying, like, you got it going on YouTube, you got it going on Facebook. I'm having a hard time just keeping up with Instagram. I just got my TikTok going, and it's like, oh, man.
Well, that's where the scheduler comes in handy, right? The scheduler on Facebook, there's a scheduler on Instagram, and there's a scheduler on YouTube. And then you get, like, there's an app where you can just hit it so you post it once and it goes out everywhere, right? And I had that for a while, but it was more of a pain in the ass than anything, right? Because, like, then no matter what app you're on at that exact time, I'm in your face, right? And, like, that's – people have already complained about that. They're like, yeah, man, like, I'm not going to watch your video if I see it here, all within 2 minutes, you know? Like,
okay.
Fuck, I don't want to do that. Even my sister's like, yeah, I don't want to see that, right? Like, post it to your story on, like, even on Snapchat. Post it to your Snap story, but don't send it to me at the same time. Like, I hit my story, and then I send it to people separately. She's like, don't. Because when I see it separately, I'm not going to your story, right? So yeah, that's fair, right? That's fair. But, like, yeah, man, like, the content thing, man, and the algorithms always changing, always.
Yeah. So
not only is it a lot of work just to make the content, put it out, and push it, it's a lot to fucking, you know, keep up with the algorithms. Like, Instagram?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't even care about Instagram's algorithm anymore. The video's going to do how it does at this point. You know, like, who knows where it is?
Yeah, it's the whole science to it. Like you're saying, the times that you posted at, like, yeah, it's tough. That's why I really rely on the crew to help push my content for me. Like,
yeah. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. How many followers do you have now? Because I remember you just hit 1,000, and then the other day.
Yeah, I finally broke 1,000. I think it was like 1,050 last time I checked. It's just been growing pretty steady. So that was a pretty big accomplishment too, because I remember when it was 10 followers, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, fuck.
Well, my cousins liked it. Like,
well, now you're at 1,065.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So surpassed the 50 I saw you earlier too. That's great.
And the one that I recently tagged you in, the income, not the outcome, is at 104,000 views right now. So, like, yeah, that's I love that shit. I love that, man. I love when, like, you know, fucking now Instagram also introduced the repost feature, which I don't have yet, but my wife does. So now you can it's like TikTok, right? You can repost other people's videos, and it helps to push it out even more. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I don't have it yet. I'm so upset about it.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. It was a new button I saw. I didn't even quite realize it. Well, I've never seen that before, so I just started clicking it. I don't quite understand how it works, but I just hit all the buttons every time I see a new
video. Well, it's like TikTok, right? Well, like, you post a video, you repost it, and then it goes into your algorithm, right? So your friends, it's not like you're not posting it, but because you reposted it, it shows up in whoever's following you's algorithm, right?
Okay,
so
that makes sense. Let's say
you know, Blue Collar George has a video that's fucking, like, always absolutely gut-wrenching, right? Like, it's, you're pissing your pants, dying on the floor for the fucking boys, you know?
Yeah.
And you like it, you repost it. And so someone on my page, maybe they don't follow him or have never seen him, it all of a sudden that video pops up in their feed. And they're like, hey. And
okay.
I reposted it. They like it, and it sends me a notification saying, oh, this person just liked a video you reposted, right? So it kind of helps all get more of the spotlight, right? And that's pretty cool. It's good that Instagram introduced it. It also starts a bunch of shit on TikTok, right? Like, oh my God, reposting videos, bro. Like, if I accidentally repost a video about some guy who's suffering from mental health issues and wants to, like, sometimes think about killing himself, right? Like, now everyone's like, bro, you just like this. You just reposted this video about, are you okay? Are you all right, bro? Like, do you need help?
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'll repost this video of this girl in a bikini, you know, dancing and juggling around, right? And, like, some people don't understand this. I don't care that her tits are hanging out. That's not what I'm liking the video for. You know, obviously I'm a guy and that stuff's not bad to look at. But, like, you know, my wife might not really like the fact that I've just reposted it. But if it's another creator that I know that I like and I know what they're doing, that's how they're grinding. That's how they're looking for their likes and their views and their engagement and stuff like that. I'll repost it because, you know, I'm also on that same grind, doing it a little differently, but like, right. I understand the hard work that goes into it. Right. And maybe it's the caption. Sometimes it's the caption. I just like, you know, was feeling a little down today, you know, went to the gym, picked up a couple dumbbells, put them down, ran on the treadmill for a little bit, came home, picked out a beer, sat back and drank it. Now I feel better. Right. Like, fuck yeah. All right, cool. Like, you know, like, a lot of people have been like, oh, you like this video and you reposted this. Like, when I like a video on Instagram or a picture on Instagram, it shows up in my the people who follow me. It shows up in their feed, the who's I've liked, which is creepy as fuck. But, like, it's like, yeah. Oh, why do you like that? Does your wife know you're liking that stuff? My wife is like, hey, man, like, I understand and I don't care that you do it, but, like, it looks bad. Right, like, right. You know, liking some woman with huge boobs, and you know, she's an only fans model or whatever. My wife has great boobs, by the way. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean, though, right? And it's kind of like, yeah, but I didn't like it for the picture, I didn't like it because the boobs were bouncing everywhere, right? I liked it for the message, and I liked it.
Yeah, I don't read Playboys for the pictures, I read it.
Yeah,
for the
you get it. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I like the fucking message in the Playboy book. Listen, because the fucking pages are sticky doesn't mean I didn't like the message or I like the message. Hey, I like the message a little too much, you know? Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, man, do you know what viscosity is?
Viscosity? What's that?
Yeah, speaking of fucking sticky pages and shit, viscosity is like the thickness of a fluid, right? Like how viscous. So the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and the Mudman deals in viscosity, the thickness of the fluid going down hole on a drilling rig, right?
Okay.
You know, he in the way we take this all the time is, you know, the Mudman, he deals in the thickness of your load. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. So, man, how thick is your load? How viscous are you? You're Asian. I don't know. Yeah, you know, we're working with there. But so, yeah, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, man, the Mudman has your back. Check him out, mudmanmarket.com. I fucking love that guy, dude. You know, when we needed it the most at the beginning of the first 14 episodes of this podcast were so shit for audio. He hooked us up with a mic and a headset. And then last year, it's been over a year now, he hooked us up with the MacBook Pro. We could do all the editing.
Oh, wow.
We're on here now. Fuck yeah, man. It's great. I'm surprised I haven't broken it yet. yeah, it's wild. I carry it around from town to town with me, and it just moves way too much for my liking. But yeah, the Mudman's good shit, dude. And, you know, I guess a year and a half ago or so, I tried to get Mike Williams from the Deepwater Horizon on the podcast.
Okay.
I want him to be episode 50. And the Mudman's like, if you get that guy, that's an episode you got to do in person. I will fly you to Texas and we'll do it in person.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yeah, man, I am in. He found Mike Williams' phone number for me. I called him. He told me to call him back in 2 weeks. Call him back. My number was blocked. So, yeah, I called him back recently. I waited a while, right? And I zigged and zagged, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I called him back recently, and he's like, hey, man, how are you? I'm like, good, buddy. And turns out, not the right Mike Williams. You know, like, yeah, he said to me, he's like, I know the Mike Williams you're talking about, the guy who saved all them people on that there rig. He's like, he's from Texas, right? So he's got that fucking sexy Texas accent. He's like, all that people there on that there rig, you know, all damn people. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, listen, he lives about 26 miles from me, you know, and you got the wrong Mike Williams, you hear? And I'm like, oh, shit, okay. And I'm like, well, while we're here, do you want to come on my podcast or what, right? And, like, I don't think you want me. And then, like, he hung up, right? It's like, I did all that work and went all that way just to get a hold of this fucking guy. And,
yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
Say, buddy, I'm still going to fly out to you. Let's get together here, yeah?
Yeah, man. Fuck, I'm still coming. I'm coming either way, man. You know, like, we're doing Oh, so that's it looks funny. Like the volunteer fire department in this small town is right across the street. So two big rigs just pulled up basically to the back of this truck while I'm recording, sitting in the back of it. None of the windows are tinted. And yeah, they're backing up now, probably wondering why the windows are so fogged up. And fuck them.
Maybe dispatch called them in. You know, there's some guy in the back of his truck right now.
There's some guy in the back seat of a truck talking to a computer. He's got a summer cold. You know, like he might need. Maybe it's COVID, bro. You never know.
Yeah.
You never.
This
know.
Guy just doesn't stop working. Someone's got to go check on him.
Never clocking out. Yeah. Never clocking out ever.
Hey, yeah, while we're on that note too, shout out to all the firefighters, volunteer firefighters. I'm also a part of our local volunteer fire department, and I'm going to be doing a poll pretty soon because Six Point might be coming out with a pair of possibly red safety glasses honoring the firefighters too. So,
oh shit!
Yeah, well, nice. part of that one's not an official launch for Six Point, so I don't want to throw that one out there, but. I said, there's going to be a poll out there, and I've been getting a lot of feedback and support on Instagram from firefighters as well. So,
okay.
While we're on that topic, shout out to all of them.
Firefighter, right?
Yeah.
You got a six pack?
I got 6 points.
hey, you're Asian. You're Asian and you're a firefighter, man. Like something tells me there's a six pack under there.
Maybe that's going to be in the 6 point calendar coming soon too. We'll see.
Well, I've had for 3 years now this idea every year, and I fucking completely mess it up to do a blue collar calendar. Right? Yeah. Every year I just fucking mess it up, dude. I had this picture of me back in the day, like 15 years ago. I was in my high viz. I was working on a rock crusher. And I had the loader bucket lifted off the ground, and I laid in it across, like vertically, and horizontal maybe, horizontal. Now you can't lay on something vertically, but like so, I laid across it horizontally, and I was posing, and I had my hand resting, my head resting on my hand. And, dude, I had this like sexy look on my face. And then I like took an old Instagram filter and I put it on there, and I'm like, fuck, Mr. September right here. You know, like, yeah. Dude, I wanna do a calendar like that. And I think there's enough of us blue collar folk out there where we could probably do a couple years worth of, you know, calendars. So.
I think so. I definitely think there's a market for that. Yeah.
Like, you know, the 2026 calendar features like these 12, and then like next year, another 12. Cause man, like blue collar's fucking hot on the internet right now. Right. So
yeah, it's funny. It's kind of trending now. Eh?
Yeah, man. It used to be mom walking across down on the street with her kid, crosses the road. When a blue collar guy comes, you don't want to be like that guy. You want to go to school. Now it's like mom walks down the streets. Like you run along home now, kid, me and blue collar guy over here. We got to have some words, you know, like, yeah, yeah. People realize, you know, like AI is not coming for our jobs. Right. I like to see AI do nothing all day. Fuck you.
That was another golden post you made.
Yeah, man.
I can't down energy drinks like I can.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd like to see AI do that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I've done more of those videos lately where I don't say anything or lip sync anything. I just sit there and I smile and I nod and I lift the energy drink up and I just do that. You know, it's lazy maybe in a way, but like, you know, it's either that or I, you know, try to lip sync something that I'm trying to do a video right now for something that like I found the clip for. It's a Family Guy clip and it's kind of funny, but like I bought a white hard hat, right? And I can play two different people, right? So like I got some ideas, but I also like when I have someone else that's there that can also play the other person. I have to be able to trust good enough to do it though, right?
Yeah, it reminds me of that trendy one that's going around, and it's like, you know, you work so long, dude. Does it ever make you go crazy? And then they're just talking to themselves at the end of the video.
Yes, yes. I don't know if you follow Hollywood. You follow Hollywood? Did that one the best. You follow that guy?
Who's this? Do I follow who?
It's, Hollywood. Truck in Hollywood or whatever his name is. He lives in California.
Okay. No, that's a new one, too. Maybe you're gonna have to repost one of the videos so it pops up on my feed.
I will. He did that one the best, and I want to do it too, but like I don't want to do it so close to when so many other people have done it.
I
also have a video saved of like when I was on a road trip with my family, and I'm like, I've driven all this time, the last 2.5 hours I worked so hard to pass all these vehicles, and now my wife's bathroom break is destroying it all, and I'm sitting there like, you know, losing it as semis and shit. I had that saved to do when I went to Ontario, and now there's like fucking 400 videos out there of people doing it. Son of a bitch. Whatever.
Things move quick now. You got to be on top of it.
Oh, dude, someone's seen it. Someone's already done it, and I don't know if you know who Larry Ruffton is, like Ruffton. Larry, he's an iron worker, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's pretty funny, Larry Ruffton. He's with Heat Waves too, and Troll and stuff, and like just hilarious content. Him and I have had that conversation where he's seen me do it, and he'll save that idea and then wait like a year to do it, and like there's videos that he's done where I'm like, yeah, man. Sometimes I'll do it right away, but then like I'll wait a couple months to post it, or I'll see it and then I'll wait like a year, and then you know, like on this day will pop up and I'll go to repost it, but Larry had just fucking did it from, you know, like a couple days prior, and I'm like, fuck, I can't repost that one, son of a bitch.
Windows closed.
Yeah, windows closed. Oh well, who cares? Fuck them. Yeah, man. Hey, your kids running around out there, or the wife trying to get your attention, or what? I don't want to take time here, buddy.
Yeah, she's making a little bit of noise. She's helping out with the restock right now.
Oh shit! This is sick. Wait, let's go. Is she part Asian too?
No, she's white. She's Dutch. Dutch, man. German.
Good for her. Good for her, man. Good for her. No, dude. I love these glasses, man. They're pretty awesome. I can't wait to see, you know, how much further you take this. So that's pretty, it's pretty good. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man,
I appreciate the support.
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, man. You go spend some time with the family before it gets too late. I usually wrap the podcast up with one last question there, buddy. And it's, you know, Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people up on the rock there. And if you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people you look up to, aspire to be, or that have inspired you, dead or alive, real, not real, who would they be and why?
Who would it be and why?
I just talk dick jokes with you for so long, and then I just fucking throw that out there. Like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, catch me right out of left field with a serious question now.
Talking about fucking loads and shit, and then like seriously,
yeah, velocity and thicknesses. Yeah. I would have to say, just because of where things are at right now, I would just go with the whole 6-point gang right now. I'd have a whole mountain of everyone that's supporting the brand. And no, we just let that thing grow.
That's beautiful, man. I don't know if you know anything about Mount Rushmore, but like the original guy, he designed it. You know, it looks so small, but that's because, and there's so much room around it because he wanted it to expand one day, right? He wanted it to be more people, but he was sent off to fight in a war, died, and his son took over, and nobody really fit the bill for how epic they should be to be up on this rock, right? So it kind of just stayed the way it is. And yeah, man, that's pretty cool, man. It's your rock. Fucking have 30 people up there. Have 100.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, dude. I appreciate you coming on the podcast, man. Where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram is probably the main right now. TikTok, YouTube starting to come up, Facebook, but right now, 6-Point just lives on the website right now, which is a new ones are going to be dropping pretty soon as well. And, you know, pretty soon you won't have to look hard to find 6-Point. It's just going to be there.
Fuck yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that. It's one of those points they're going to be jabbing you in the eye, just like, fucking, I'm here.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, man. No, I'm enjoying them. I don't know. Fucking, I'm going to turn back on this camera for a second. Oop, not that one. I don't even know where the camera's at.
Front facing. I don't want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where this fucking camera's at now. Yeah. I don't know where the camera's at. How I would even go about doing that. Oh, right here.
You're asking a bunch of construction guys to figure out technology, man. That's not that easy.
Look at these shades.
Right on.
Yeah. They're beautiful things. Still wearing pants, by the way. Oh.
There you go.
Hold on. We'll get the outro music going while we rock it.
Yeah. Right?
All right, man. Hey, thanks for coming on the podcast, brother. You stay frosty.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me on here.
Hell yeah, man. Let's rock out to these in the outro. Can you even hear it?
Faintly, but we'll go with it.